Is the nightmare almost over for the Dreamliner?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we'll start with some good news for Boeing. The Federal Aviation Administration has approved the aircraft maker's plans for new safety tests and measures that could get its troubled 787 Dreamliner back in the air soon. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on the story in Washington, and he is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly did the FAA say here?
Well, they approved a plan to get these planes back in the air possibly as early as the spring. So as you recall, the 787 had fires and overheating with these new lithium-ion batteries that provide some of the electricity on board, and they've been grounded for a while. So now Boeing has come back with some modifications. The lithium-ion battery has a bunch of cells, and now they're going to insulate them more. So if one of them has a short circuit, it doesn't cascade to the rest of them. They're putting in more heat-proof cases for the batteries. And if there is smoke, the new system is going to vent it out. So you put us all together, the FAA said, okay, this is a good plan. And if it works, you comply with our standards, they can go back in the air. And Boeing hopes that happens as early as the spring.
I'm sure they do. But just because the FAA says that everything should be okay with this plan, does that mean necessarily that travelers are going to be okay with it, that they're going to get back in the air and fly in these planes?
Right. Well, you know, white-knuckled flyer, I'm raising my hand. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
This, of course, isn't the first airline with problems. The A380 had some engine failure issues, and people went back on those. The 737s had fatal rudder issues, and we keep flying those. This morning, I called up Seth Kaplan over at Airline Weekly, and he thinks this Boeing 787 battery problem is kind of in the same category of manageable risk as far as public perception.
People fly aircraft for the same reason they always do, which is that there's a plane going from where they are to where they're going for about the price they want to pay. And as long as the authorities tell them that it's safe to fly that plane, typically they will.
And one last thing, Jeremy, you'll notice Boeing hasn't said they've found exactly the problem yet. But the system and the public trust typically allow the aircraft makers to do that. They get them back in the air before they find the actual problem.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.